You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
It's the KSL Movie Show.
The end is inevitable. Your kind is headed for extinction.
Maybe so, sir, but not today.
With Doug Wright and Steve Sales. The week's big movie review, movie news, games, and prizes. Here's Doug Wright.
Yes, I am pretty despicable. You don't want to cross me.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good Friday morning. You can only say that with double meaning one time a year, and that just happens to be today.
Oh, yeah.
Good Friday morning to you. Of course, my voice is not that of Doug Wright. Doug is off again today taking care of family. And so my name is Andy Farnsworth, and I'll be joining you today. I'm not going to say what he jokingly texted us.
You think he was joking?
I hope he was joking. At any rate, Andy Farnsworth, normally in the KSL Traffic Center, but I also host the Fan Culture podcast Fan Effect for KSL Podcasts. And in my spare time, I review movies and streaming TV for Channel 5 during their noon show.
Yes, we're aware that you're TV's Andy Farnsworth.
I just need to make sure that that's known each time. TV's
Andy
Farnsworth.
Oh, no, that's how you will be introduced from now on. TV's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Steve Sales, we are coming to you live today from My Hearing Centers at their Sandy location. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. But wow, Good Friday. A lot of stuff coming up for Easter weekend.
Yeah.
Some big films. One that's going to definitely win the box office, but I'll be interested to see what its second week take is, the Super Mario Brothers movie. But we've also got we got the nostalgia funny bone tickling with a couple of the movies. We've got a couple of faith-based things we're going to talk about over the course of the show today. We've got the director of the movie His Only Son from Angel Studios coming
in. By the way,
in.
We have a sounder for this, what you're doing right now.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, let's play a sound. I wasn't going to mention any of the movies until we played the sounder.
No, here it is. You'll hear it.
Okay.
The following preview has been rated G and is appropriate for all audiences.
The Movie Show, special feature.
All right, The Movie Show. It's okay. The Movie Show preview.
We paid good money for that.
Sponsored by Call Climate Services. All right, so I've teased. I've used my TV skills to tease ahead. Now let's deliver.
Well, there's that, and plus, finally, I got a chance to see Paint. Now,
I wanted to see that one a lot.
I sent a really nasty note to IFC with everyone I've ever known who's worked there. I said, I apologize for the shotgun approach, but I'm in desperate need to see this movie, because I knew it could go at 5.
Right.
But it's 3 o'clock, and I wanted to get it out of the way. 5 minutes later, they sent it to me.
What?
Yeah. You just have to sound like you're going to, you know...
Do what you just did and rake them over the coals.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know. But please.
Well, the question is, now you just need to identify who is the one that sent it to you. But Paint, if you haven't heard of it, stars Owen Wilson as a Bob Ross type. Apparently, he's not portraying Bob Ross.
Yeah, that's the start of my review. Is warning: this is not Bob Ross. I repeat, this is not Bob Ross.
Okay.
Although he was on TV last night, and I kind of turned him on just to see if he'd do a little happy trick.
Oh, he's huge on YouTube. My kids all knew who Bob Ross was when I thought, there is no way you could know who Bob Ross is. He's been gone for more years than you've been alive. How are you saying his name to me without me saying it to you first?
I think I got dumped once because I mentioned that I loved Bob Ross.
Wow.
Yeah, that was
Bob ugly. Ross broke up a relationship.
Yeah, probably
he
not.
He seems
the
a lot
one.
Nicer than that.
Well, if you saw his documentary, he was kind of a character.
All right,
yeah,
that's not the big movie of the week.
No, the big movie, well, technically it should be Super Mario, right?
Right, that's gonna win the box office.
But the one I think people most want to know about, at least a broader audience, is Air.
And I found out that the official title is Air, courting a legend, but they just go by Air.
Well,
I was trying to look it
up
and there's like a million movies named Air. If you search on IMDb and put Air, there's like a million movies that show up.
If it's on the screen, then I'd be happy to mention it, but it wasn't.
Okay.
It just said Air, right?
Okay.
Didn't it?
Well, I thought it did.
Well,
but anyway,
try to pay attention.
That, of course, is the history of one of the most successful and best-selling basketball shoe lines in history. In fact, it's the most successful. Let me rephrase it. It's not one of. It is the most successful. But the story of how it came to be, I thought was pretty fascinating.
Yeah,
looking forward to talking about that
one. I have to admit, it definitely got my attention. I enjoyed it.
All right, what else do we got?
What else do? Oh, we have Chupa. A little,
not Chalupa.
No, no. Chupa, like Chupacabra.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little kid's movie.
Wait, isn't Chupacabra like a bad thing?
Well, it's a blood-sucking. It sucks the blood of goats. And they actually
and
tried to make
movie?
It cute.
Oh, wow. I'm looking forward to seeing what you have to say on that.
Struggles.
That is not one that I got to see.
We also have a little new series called Beef with Ali Wong and Steven Yeun. It's really good.
Is it Yen? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeun.
Okay, I didn't know for sure, so I was hoping you knew.
I don't
know how many times I've gone on the internet to look up how to pronounce, because I could spell their name, I could write their name, but if I had to say it on the air, meaning people are going to judge how I pronounce it, I'll go look it up on YouTube.
Yeun.
It probably is.
So they're in a new Netflix series called Beef. We've got Schmicago, which is the second season of
Schmigadoon, which love that series.
Oh my gosh, the music is beyond belief, and the star power. Chupa, Paint, and then On a Wing and a Prayer. Did you get a chance to see
that? I did watch that one. Yes.
Well,
we talked about it.
Hallelujah.
We both got a little choked up in parts.
Yeah, and I hate it when, you know, I'll just say this: sometimes a movie earns the choke up, and sometimes the movie doesn't earn. So,
and you don't think it did?
Well, I'll tell you.
Okay,
later
fair
on.
Enough.
See, that's
fair
called
enough. We might actually end up disagreeing on whether or not it deserved the choke up. It sounds like
Ooh. Interesting.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so we've got three streaming series, five movies, and we've got in movie news. Wow, Star Wars news is dropping like crazy out of Star Wars Celebration in London. I texted my brother early this morning and I said, "Are you at Star Wars Celebration right now, or are you a loser?"
I'm a grown man, and I'm at work.
No.
Where was he?
Well, no, he wasn't. He was at work. But he tried to hit me with, what if I'm at the temple? And I would be like, well, that would be a good reason if that's where you were. But, yeah, so lots of big news, both in streaming and in movies.
Oh, we didn't even mention Grease, the Rise of the Pink Ladies.
Yeah, but there might be a reason why we didn't mention much of that.
I watched it.
Oh, okay.
The first one.
Then maybe we will talk about it.
Yeah, sure, we should.
I should see Grease before I watch Rise of the Pink
Ladies. I can't believe you just admitted that. I need your critics badge, please.
Oh, I have to give it back now. Okay.
That's the end of that.
All right, so that's what we have coming up on the movie show. Again, as I mentioned, we'll be talking with David Helling, the writer, producer, and director of His Only Son from Angel Studios. I did get to see that last night. Actually, he took my son with me, which, honestly, made it an even more connective experience.
What is a very dad-son oriented
it, very
movie.
Much so, very much so. And I'm looking forward to talking with him about that. In fact, I even asked my son, I said, if you could ask the director a question. And he said, so he gave me one, so I'm going to ask him a question.
What kind of tree would he be?
No.
I'm kidding.
A pine. And then let's see, what else have we got? We've got, of course, the regulars, the movie show Top 10.
We have a three-door prize for...
Exactly. Telephone torture today in the 11 o'clock hour. You could win a chance to watch all the Guardians of the Galaxy movies in a row, culminating with Guardians of the Galaxy 3 on its premiere date, plus a whole bunch of good stuff. And that's just
even
one of the prize options.
Before the premiere date, see?
Wait, what day was it on? It's on the 5th.
Well,
I thought that was the day
so there's three
out.
Movies, right?
Right.
And if you add them all with a little break in between, that's 7.5 hours.
Right.
Starting at 7 p.m., you're walking out of there at 2:30 in the morning. But you will be the first.
Oh, see, I thought that the movie comes out on the 6th, doesn't it? I was thinking that Friday was the 5th. And so, because I went to the Star Wars marathon when Rise of Skywalker came out.
Of course you did.
And I made it through that one. I still have the blanket and everything. In fact, I thought about framing this certificate that said, I watched all the Star Wars movies, all 9 in a row. I thought about framing that and putting it next to my college diploma on the wall. I mean, those are next pretty close.
Divorce certificate.
That one goes up after that, apparently. Okay. So all that and more as we come to you live from My Hearing Center's Sandy location, where we'll be talking with Matt Deering about the Stiletto AX hearing aids and their unique features. We'll do that after the break here on The Movie Show.
I'm Jeff Kaplan from KSL News Radio. You want to receive the latest news, traffic, and weather all in one place? All you have to do is subscribe to the KSL text line. Text the word NEWS to 57500 and you'll get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates. Sometimes before we get them on the air. I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Movie Show.
Who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan? The actor?
On KSL News Radio.
It's a crazy
Welcome thing. Into The Movie Show. I'm Andy Farnsworth, sitting in for Doug Wright today, who's home taking care of family. It's joined with Steve Sales, and we are here at the My Hearing Center's Sandy location. All right, Steve.
Yeah.
It's time for the big movie. Let's get the sounder.
And now, the big movie review. Doug and Steve tell you everything your family needs to know about the biggest release of the week.
All right, our big movie review is sponsored by Paris RV. Make every weekend a vacation with an RV from Paris RV. Steve, what is our big movie of the week? You might think it's Super Mario Brothers, but it is not.
Well, we're going to deke you a little bit here because we've talked so many lately about superhero movies and big, loud movies. We thought, let's go with one that everyone's going to see.
I just want to say this decision was made before I came on board today.
Yeah, well, that's right. It was an executive decision, and I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Because honestly, these are both big movies, and I had an equal number of inquiries from people. Have you seen this? Have you seen Air? Have you seen Super Mario Brothers? It's been an equal inquiry to me. So
it's
this
Air.
Makes perfect sense.
We're going to go with Air today because it's just something different.
All right, let's hear sound from Air.
When you were selling sneakers out of the back of your Plymouth, that was risky.
Don't change that now.
For a rookie?
Yes.
Who's never set foot on an NBA court.
That's the literal definition of rookie.
I need the greatest basketball shoe that's ever been made.
Who's the player?
Michael Jordan.
Who else could it be?
Yeah.
Boy, this movie, I tell you what, so... For those of you who maybe haven't heard much about it, and we joked in the open about how it's Air courting a legend, if you just do the word Air, it could mean a lot of things. But for a whole group and a whole generation of people, from my generation, especially on up, saying the word Air makes you think of a shoe, Air Jordan.
Yeah.
And this is the story of how that came to be, which in and of itself is actually, turns out, as long as everything was presented basically factually, it's a pretty interesting story.
Yeah, no question. Nike was only owned 17% of the market back then.
Yes.
They were really low in basketball. Great for runners.
Yeah, they were known as a running shoe company.
And Converse was the one that all the big basketball players were going with, Magic and the Bird and all
Converse
those
weapons, yep.
So he basically said, I don't even want to talk to Nike, so go away.
But right, Jordan, that wasn't on his list. He didn't wear Nikes. He thought they were stupid. So multiple challenges. You've got Sonny Vaccaro, played by Matt Damon.
Yeah.
He's a name that if you follow any sneaker kind of history and culture, he ended up eventually becoming head of Adidas, which they didn't say that in the movie, but it turns out to be an interesting thing. There's a whole ESPN 30 for 30 documentary about Sonny Vaccaro. But in this case, you've got Sonny Vaccaro is head of the basketball division. His job is to they try to find athletes, and essentially they pick from the bottom of the draft instead of the top of the draft as far as athlete endorsements.
Well, they didn't have the clout or the money.
Yeah, I mean, they're looking. They're like, hey, maybe this guy John Stockton from Gonzaga. That was kind of a nice little
thing. They
go,
do you know where Gonzaga is? I thought,
they did not.
Don't you dare.
And they really didn't back then. Gonzaga was not the powerhouse that it's become in college basketball. But they're like, oh, how about Mel Turpin? Coming out of college, these were names that people were thinking about. Sam Bowie was the second pick between Hakeem Olajuwon and Jordan. So I know the sports history behind this. But what it comes down to is Matt Damon says, look, we need to go big. We're not going to do anything if we've got the 14th and 15th picks in the draft. That's not going to move
the
needle.
Yeah.
I think we need to go for the big thing, and that's what you heard in the clip. We got to go for Michael Jordan.
But you know what made this movie for me? Viola Davis playing his mother.
Jordan's mother, yes.
She was...
Wasn't that Viola Davis's real husband that played Jordan's father?
It was.
Somebody told me that after the movie. I didn't know
that. Yeah, no, that's exactly who it was. And he was dead on. It nailed it. Viola Davis playing the mom, we don't even hear from Michael. She's doing all of the research, all of the talking to all the different...
If you're going to see a Hollywood representation of Michael Jordan on screen, you will be sorely disappointed.
Yeah, he's...
You never see his face.
No, the back of his head.
Back of his head, and he says one word, and it's on the phone.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because it really wasn't about Jordan. It was about everything that went into it. And, we haven't even mentioned Ben Affleck yet. He plays Phil Knight, the owner and founder of Nike.
Yeah.
Him and Vaccaro go back to when that's what he was saying in the clip about selling shoes out of the back of your car. But at this point, Knight is answerable to the CEOs, or the board. And
the board seems like a bad idea because they're always in the way.
Why don't they just let the creative types do all
just
the creative
do it.
Things? So they bet the whole farm, and Vaccaro tries to get to Jordan. And the process going through, not just of getting Jordan signed as a client, but is getting the shoe created and all of those things. And then
it's like a perfect storm. Everything had to come together.
What you don't realize if you didn't grow up in the time is just how big that became, and the fact, there's the parable of the mustard seed where a giant tree comes from that little tiny seed.
Yeah.
That's really kind of what happened here. Just this was a company that was about to shutter their division.
Yeah.
And this not only saved it, but it changed how all athletes do shoe endorsements.
Yeah.
It changed how they market their name, likeness, and all of those things. So it was more than just a shoe. It really did change an entire culture, and of course it generated billions and billions of dollars for both Nike and Michael Jordan.
I would equate this to like Moneyball, only about a basketball shoe. And all
true.
The details, the intricate, the behind the scenes stuff, this movie works for me. I gave it a B+.
Yep. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon back together again. That's what a lot of people want as much as the story. I owned a pair of Air Jordan 5s that I wore until they fell apart. And so I was naturally drawn to this. I really liked Air. I think I gave it a 3 out of 4 stars on my list. So that's the big movie, Air, playing everywhere. It opened on Wednesday, so it's already out for you to if you want to go see it. And yet it'll still probably finish second place. So that's it. We'll take a break here on the movie show.
The semi-big movie of the week.
As we break for news, traffic, and weather here on KSL News Radio.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
I'm Jeff Kaplan from KSL News Radio. You want to receive the latest news, traffic, and weather all in one place? All you have to do is subscribe to the KSL text line. Text the word NEWS to 57500 and you'll get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates. Sometimes before we get them on the air. I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Movie Show.
You probably think this world is a dream come true, but you're wrong.
On KSL News Radio.
Welcome into the KSL Movie Show, coming to you live from My Hearing Center's Sandy location. I'm Andy Farnsworth, sitting in for Doug Wright again today with Steve Sales. Steve?
Sir?
Let's talk about some movie news, because movie news is coming out all over the place from London this morning.
Oh, yes.
We got a sounder for movie news, right?
I think so.
Not just any news.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Movie news.
Action.
on the KSL Movie Show.
Gustavo, I don't know if you have a Star Wars, audio, just the opening credits to Star Wars that you could just sort of play low in the background.
I have a kazoo.
John Williams. Oh, I would love to hear that. Well, you do that, and I'll tell you about some of the Star Wars news.
Okay.
I guess he doesn't have. That's okay, Gustavo. If you had it handy, that would have been great. So, first of all, big news coming out of Star Wars Celebration in London. We get it, of course. They're 7 hours ahead of us here in Utah, so we're getting
their Friday
evening news
yeah.
coming to us before we're even up in the morning. What's the biggest news in your mind coming out of the Star Wars Celebration?
I would say Daisy Ridley coming back to play her character 15 years after the Rise of the Skywalker.
That's where they're going to set it, is 15 years after?
Yeah.
But it hasn't even been 15 years after since.
Who cares?
Just no, that's true. Although they're getting ahead of themselves, so now they can keep the actors younger.
Yeah.
They got it backwards last time. So
we
Daisy
don't know
Ridley
who,
coming
nobody,
back to be Rey.
Yes, we'd have a director. We do not have a writer yet. So this is one of three. What were the other ones?
So we've got a new movie coming from Matt. Where's my list of things?
James Mangold.
That's who I was thinking of. There was an M. James Mangold, and then we've also got a Star Wars movie that involves the guy who Dave Filoni. Dave Filoni's going to direct one. He's the one who's helmed Clone Wars, and he's the head on the. Him and Jon Favreau are head on the Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. Dave Filoni is, in my opinion, is a big Star Wars fan. Dave Filoni is the spiritual successor to George Lucas as far as understanding the Star Wars universe and what makes how to connect with the fans while not just. I'm going to throw J.J. Abrams under the bus. Not doing a J.J. Abrams where you just take a bunch of characters and sit them on the board and say, all right, have fun. Like, Filoni seems to understand the DNA, I feel, better than J.J. Abrams did. And so him helming a movie, and I haven't had a chance to dig too deep in all the information. I don't know if it's supposed to be a Mandalorian movie. I've heard that that might be what it is.
Oh, I don't know.
And I don't know if the three movies are going to be part of a series or if they're just going to be three separate Star Wars stories, kind of like Solo and Rogue One.
I think that's more like what they're going to be.
I kind of hope that's the case.
Because once you get started down a path and you don't like it, then what do you do?
It's the truth. And if you're going to have three authors, you better have a story before you put the three directors
together.
At
least maybe have some connection, maybe. I don't know.
So James Mangold's movie will be set during the time period of the Dawn of the Jedi. I believe they said 25,000 years before Star Wars. Okay, because remember Obi-Wan's line in the original movie, for over 1,000 generations, the Jedi Knights were the guardians of peace and justice in the Old Republic before the dark times.
And kill me now because I want out of this movie.
That was the part they cut. That's probably still in Marsha Lucas's archive somewhere. So we got those three Star Wars movies. Other movie news, do you remember the movie School of Rock? Was that one that you enjoyed?
And I enjoyed the play as well.
And the play, okay. And they had a TV show for a little while as well.
Okay.
Now it's we're coming up on the 20-year anniversary of School of Rock.
Wow.
Go away, man.
Well, actually, they might feel that way, but it sounds like they've all agreed to get back together and hang out with Jack Black. They're not making a movie together, but the cast is going to reunite for the 20th anniversary. It was originally released on October 3rd, 2003. If you haven't seen it, Jack Black played a wannabe rock star with big dreams of finding success in rock music. So he fakes his identity to become a substitute teacher. There's a few things in School of Rock that wouldn't fly the same way today that they did back in 2003.
Although what they did over at the Hale Center Theater was magical.
Right. I just mean like in real life. It's harder to swallow the idea of somebody faking their ID to become a teacher at a school. That one doesn't go down as smoothly in 2023.
I think that sells easily for me. Like, noticing how many people get jobs without
background checks.
And nobody checks their credentials. It's unbelievable.
Well, but it was fun. I didn't actually see School of Rock until like about 4 or 5 years ago, so it was a lot more recent. But the only name from the cast that I recognized when I watched it was Miranda Cosgrove, who ended up doing iCarly on Nickelodeon, which I realize that's a little bit after your time, but I've got kids that were big only saying that because it was my kids that were into iCarly, or I never would have heard of it either.
Okay.
I'm not trying to insult you, Steve. I have too much respect for you.
That checks out. All right, I'll let that one go.
All right. And then the last big movie news. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny dropped a trailer today, the full trailer, where you get a whole lot more of a look at what's going on. The de-aged Mads Mikkelsen, the de-aged Harrison Ford from some scenes.
The thing I saw, that Phoebe Waller-Bridge is in this.
And Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Love her.
Yes.
So much.
All right, so that's movie news, and we're going to take a break here now on the movie show, and when we get back, what are we going to do when we get back? Oh, we're going to actually review Paint.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you'd
want to. Looking forward to that.
Okay.
All right, so we'll be back here on the movie show.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season two of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Movie Show.
It's a fake laugh.
It's real.
On KSL News Radio.
Rocket Raccoon. Love it. Bradley Cooper. The Movie Show. We're coming into the final segment of the first hour here at My Hearing Center's Sandy location. Andy Farnsworth sitting in for Doug Wright today, along with Steve Sales. Steve, let's do a movie here before we get to top of the hour. So how about the one that I really wanted to see, but thankfully you got to hear from IFC. I had my emails unreturned, and so I was not able to see the movie Paint.
Yes, Paint.
It's hard not to feel a little lost as we begin. Let's just take it all in.
When's the last time you heard someone say something that interesting?
There's nothing like having the one you hold dearest, nearest,
when the world turns cold.
That's just a bunch of Owen Wilson talking softly.
Well, that's the whole movie. In fact, at one point, Stephen Root, who is the station manager at this PBS Burlington, Vermont, he goes, we really need to talk. Are you yelling at me? And he goes, yes, I am. I can't believe this. Okay, so he plays Carl Nagel. This is not Bob Ross.
So he's supposed to look like Bob Ross. That's obvious.
Oh, yeah.
No, you just totally look at one picture off, and you know it's supposed to look like Bob Ross.
Completely. The hair, the whole style. He didn't say Happy Tree, not once.
That's disappointing.
Well,
or maybe it's copyrighted, because I want to say that Bob Ross's estate, it's called like Happy Tree Productions or something like that.
Oh, see,
honestly,
yeah, so
it might have been a trademark infringement.
So once you get past the idea that this is not Bob Ross, but a very close facsimile of him, he is a painter on a PBS station. I think it's just called Paint with Carl Nagel. Carl Nagel is his name, and he's been doing it for years. And towards the last few years, he's been painting the same mountain every time. And he does like one painting in an hour, and then they air that. Well, after a while, the numbers start to drop a little bit. Their tote bags aren't selling quite as well. So they bring on another painter.
Tote bags on a PBS station.
Oh, here's the beauty of this thing. Once you get past the Bob Ross thing, this becomes Owen Wilson's movie. And it's his quirkiness and the fact that all the women that work there or out there in, you know, TV land are all in love with him because he's so smooth.
Were people in love with Bob Ross?
Yeah. Oh,
were they really?
Oh, yeah.
Huge. Bob Ross with the 1970s afro.
Yes. Huge following.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's where this goes. And he falls in love with this one of his producers early on, but that's been years ago. And now they're distant, and there's a new face. Ambrosia is now painting with Ambrosia, and she's daring.
Now, this is set now, or is it set in the 80s?
It's set, it's hard to tell because the van is old.
Okay.
But they were talking about new stuff, so I think it's just him that is kind of stuck in the 80s. He has an orange van.
Okay. So he lives in the 80s, but the rest of the world is in the 2020s or the 2010s.
Right. He has a van with a little he can talk on a loudspeaker, but he never talks loud.
Of course not.
People pull up like, hey, I grew up listening or watching you on TV. Thank you so much. But he does it on the loud. I mean, it's really kind of funny.
So what story is it trying to tell?
The story is he's lost his mojo, and he's been painting the same mountain. Ambrosia shows up. She paints a flying saucer with blood pouring down on a stump.
Okay.
And everybody's like, well, that's a little edgy. Let's see what else she's got. So she becomes the star, and he's trying to find out, what is it that really motivates me to paint?
That feels like a little bit like the plot from the incredible Burt Wonderstone, only with painting instead of magic.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Where Jim Carrey was the edgy magician. And
well, the problem is this thing's getting just tanked. Rotten Tomatoes number on this is like 24.
Ooh. But did you laugh?
It's much better than that.
Oh, see, that's what I was hoping. That's what I was really hoping.
The jokes are subtle. They're not, you know, big laugh jokes, but they're just little, tiny little jokes throughout. And there's an actual message throughout this that Owen Wilson sells quite well. So I actually enjoyed this film. I gave it a B, and, you know, it's not getting a lot of publicity. You know,
well, heck, they didn't make much of an effort to let us get to watch
it. No, they really tried to hide this one under a bushel, didn't they? It's PG-13, so there's a little bit of sass, but I actually got a kick out of this film. So
called Paint.
Paint.
Stars Owen Wilson.
PG-13. And
oh, it is PG-13. Okay, yeah. That's good. I, for some reason, thought it was R, so I'm glad to know that it was PG-13.
It's on the edge. It's close, but it's okay.
Okay, so Steve is one of the few critics who doesn't seem to destroy it.
I actually, once I saw it, I thought, this is actually pretty cool.
Okay, well, you sold me on it because I wanted to like it, and I'm glad to hear that at least somebody is. Although, to be fair, and I think we're going to find out with the Super Mario Brothers movie, maybe it helps to lower expectations. I can say some of my favorite movies are ones that I didn't have like super lofty expectations going in, so that it was easy to be lifted up to that point.
Yeah, and I'm on the other end of the spectrum. It is The Cure for Insomnia.
Okay. Well, all right. And I'm a big Bob Ross fan, too, so I was looking forward to it for that angle.
I think you'll like it.
All right. We're going to take a break now, top of the hour, for news, traffic, and weather. But when we get back, we're going to talk to the director of His Only Son from Angel Studios here on The Movie Show.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to Doug Wright, Steve Sales, and the KSL Movie Show.
We show so excited here. I'm Andy Farns. We're sitting in for Doug Wright, who's taking care of family today with Steve Sales. And as we begin the second hour of the movie show, we're thrilled to have with us David Helling, who's the director, writer, and producer. This is one of the slash titles. Director slash writer slash producer. I honestly thought you might have been in the movie at the very end. I thought you were the centurion.
You're not the only one that says that. And I take that as a huge compliment.
Okay.
That's a good-looking dude. his name's Scott Cooper. He's actually
I did
South
check
Africa.
The credits just to make sure because
He knocked that out of the park, yeah.
So we're talking about the movie His Only Son, which opened last Friday. It's from Angel Studios, who you know produces the very popular TV series The Chosen, plus a whole bunch of other stuff. But The Chosen seems to be what most people I talk to know immediately. But His Only Son, the story of Abraham, and it's essentially his story from the book of Genesis. And so, David, if you go to the movie, first of all, this weekend, you'll get to see David, as clear as I've seen him here in person, because you intro the movie with a little bit of a message talking about how it's Easter weekend, and then there's a little bit at the end where we get to see you. So tell us about His Only Son, and first of all, how long has this been gestating? I mean, we were talking before we came on the air. This is a project's been in the works for, it sounds like, at least 5 years.
Yeah, well, this project in particular has been in the works for 5.5 years, but the gestation of my heart in the biblical narrative is about a decade and a half long since my time as a Marine in Iraq. That was when the trajectory of my life sort of changed and my heart for the biblical narrative and bringing it to others so that they can see and be drawn to God's word and the gospel as well. That's been a decade and a half in the making.
When did you think I need to make this as a movie?
This particular
just like when you wanted to make movies and then choosing the faith-based, the biblical stuff to turn from page to screen.
Yeah, so my heart to do films has always been, since the Lord got a hold of my heart in one of Saddam Hussein's old missile bunkers in Al Anbar province back nearly a decade and a half ago, it's been to do, not to do films, but to do biblical films. And if the biblical part got knocked off and got taken away from me, then I'd want to change careers just to be able to continue to bring God's word to people, even if it's not in a film format. But yeah, so that was back then. But this account, Abraham's account, and bringing what we see in Genesis 22, which is one of the most controversial accounts that we find in Scripture, when the Lord tested Abraham by asking him to lay down his own son upon the altar. I found time and time again during my time actually in film school, where I began my biblical film journey in the heart of downtown San Francisco, I found many non-believers, they would, in conversations about the gospel and about my own faith, many non-believers, for them, this was a common point of contention. This was a point in Scripture that they would point at and be like, well, you worship a God who would tell a man to kill his own son. I don't want anything to do with that. And so I wanted to take this, get into the Word, exposit it, pull out what the Lord was doing in Abraham's life and what the Lord was pointing to through the testing of Abraham's faith and how that resonates with us today. And obviously that the title points to that. And the release right now during Easter weekend, or in last weekend, but this Easter season points to that as well.
Well, and so for those of you who haven't seen the movie, if you think this is just about the Old Testament, go watch the movie.
Yes,
because there's a lot more, and a lot of imagery, and then some that's implied, and some that's just straight out shown.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the centurion at the end, there were no centurions in the time of Abraham, but
yeah.
I'll let you see how and why that works, because I think that I have to say, David, that I was really moved. I took my 10-year-old son to watch it with me. I tried to take two of my sons, but I could only get the 10-year-old to go with. But as we were driving to the theater, I was explaining to him a little bit of the story, because I said, well, what do you know about the story of Abraham? And then when he didn't know a lot, then I was like, man, I'm not doing a great job as a dad trying to teach some of these faith traditions. But as we got to the movie, I explained to him a bunch of things, and then I thought, I wonder if there's going to be any parts of the story that they kind of move, gloss over, or don't necessarily highlight or anything like that. But I was surprised, and for me personally, I was pleasantly surprised to see you present the whole narrative as it is in Genesis. Mm. And, you know, I like that, because I sometimes think the generation today gets a little too caught up in our own sensibilities of today. Mm. And aren't able to look at something like that and say, you know, at the time, what if you were in that time? And I thought you presented it really, personally, I thought you presented it really well, in that this is all the stuff that happened. Mm. You know, it's there, you can read it. And it didn't feel like, I'm not going to change this just to make it more palatable
right.
to somebody. That's how I felt watching it. Was that your intent?
Absolutely. That's how we're supposed to handle the text. That's how we're supposed to. I mean, the way you tell the gospel to somebody is you start with, hey, you're a sinner. No one wants to hear that. But you can't get to the good news of Christ without understanding the bad news of that you're a sinner. And so when you see the bad news that, hey, all these people, Abraham was just as flawed as we are today, and he's dealing with the same struggles that we are today, and he had the same faith that we can have today, because God is the same God that we have today. Those are the things that obviously you want to bring to people. You want to bring people into the text, not bring the text out and make it fluffy to where it's comfortable for people to lay on here in today's world.
I think that's a great perspective on it. Another thing that I really liked was, this is as much Sarah's story as it is Abraham's story. And I thought she was represented really well. The difficult choices that she had to make through all of this. And personally, I've always felt, as you read Scripture, because they condense a lot of time into like just a few verses sometimes, like this could be weeks, it could be months, it could be years, that goes over just a few seconds of verses that you're reading, that if we could slow it down and say, okay, what if this was the thing for multiple days, like not just the 2 minutes that you're reading this chapter, but what if, you know, as Abraham, a 3 days journey, mm-hmm. what's on your mind for 3 days? Like, yeah. we're like, wow, that's a hard thing. Well, what if you had to sit and think about it for three more days, and each step draws you closer to the part that you've been dreading because yeah. you don't understand yet why you've been asked to do that. You only know that you've been asked to do it. And you get to see that through both Abraham and Sarah. Sarah's was a little bit longer as you watch their whole relationship from the yeah. time they leave Ur till Abraham takes Isaac on the journey. But it's more condensed for Abraham and Isaac. And just those parallels. I thought that the parallels that you drew between both Abraham and Sarah's journey, I was like, it doesn't say her only son, but it very much was her only son. Oh, and it was represented in the film, which I thought was neat.
Yeah, it's that's something it's so encouraging to hear. Her story, her account of her life resonate with many, many people because she's never been done the proper justice in film history. Really, even this account in general hasn't really been played out in a full feature-length format before. It's been like the piece of another film that might be a broader biblical film or in a mini-series, but not just dwelling with Abraham on this three-day journey where Hebrews 11 says that Isaac was dead figuratively for 3 days. And so you've got the 3 days of death, and he says he's figuratively resurrected when the Lord stayed his hand. So obviously we know what that's a picture of, especially now this weekend. But with Sarah's journey, because hers was definitely a faith journey as well, having to go with her husband when the Lord was appearing to her husband and speaking to her husband, and she was having to go with
what her husband
was
saying. She had to take his word for it,
yes. Yeah. And really that's so much like us today. We have God's word, and God speaks to us through his word, through scripture, but it's us reading it, and it's by faith that we walk forward, knowing that God did speak, and he does speak through his word, but he's not appearing to us and verbally speaking to us today.
Well, David, so those of you, one of the cool things about His Only Son is that it, what portion was crowdfunded? Because that's a key part of His Only Son, is that there were a lot of people who helped make this happen.
Yeah, so the original, the hard cost budget of the film, which is less than $250,000, that was from primarily three private investors nearly five and a half years ago, but the crowdfunding aspect came for what is called P&A, the print and advertising cost, which is the marketing cost, which most of the time is far beyond the budget of the film to get a film into theaters, because the posters cost money, the advertisements cost money, the billboards cost money to get eyes on the screen and get people in the seats. And that was Angel Studios' brainchild. Whenever they discovered, they saw the trailer for the film, then they saw the film, then this all kind of happened rapidly last fall, and they put it before their Angel Guild, which is a group of tens of thousands of investors that have invested in many different Angel Studios projects. They have to put it before them, and the Angel Guild has to vote on what Angel takes on in the platform, and it's a very I wouldn't say cutthroat, but I would just said cutthroat, but it's a very very narrow gate that you come through, and man, when the Angel Guild saw it, it got one of the highest scores of any Angel project in history. And I don't know if Jeff wants to touch on that as far as
sure, the Angel Guild gave this, I think it was in the top three projects we've ever seen. Only there are thank you. So there are 150 filmmakers that reach out to Angel Studios per week. And out of those, 95-ish% of them are just outright rejected by the Angel Guild. And then the other ones have to still make it through the crowdfunding process that they do themselves. And so this rigorous process is really difficult to get through. And when a project comes through, you can see this movie, in spite of the fact, we didn't tell the Angel Guild that it had a $250,000 budget. We just said, watch the movie. They watched it, gave it a score that movies with $15 million budgets are getting similar scores from the Angel Guild.
Wow.
And you can see it in the theaters. It's got a 96% score from the audience on Rotten Tomatoes. It's got a 78% score fresh from the critics on Rotten Tomatoes. It's got an A cinema score. Like, it's just... like it's crushing expectations. Mm. And then it hit number 3 in the box office last week, and it looks like it's going to be number 4 this week, up against Mario, Dungeons and Dragons, right. and John Wick. So it's
some
doing
big Hollywood. It's punching up near some big Hollywood.
Yes.
And it's huge in Lebanon, by the way.
It is. In Lebanon, the
number
main,
one, yeah.
The main actor that plays Abraham, he's Lebanese, and we released it in Lebanon at the same time as this, and it's the number one movie in Lebanon right now. And it will be released in Spanish to Latin America here shortly, in Portuguese and Brazil. Shortly as well.
Okay, and so and another unique thing, and I don't know if it's just this weekend or if it's an ongoing thing, is there's enough people who want to get this movie out to as many people as want to see it, that you guys have a unique program that you talk about. Actually, if you go see the movie this weekend, David, you talk about it in a little cap at the end. Yeah. Tell us really quick about it, because we got to wrap up, but tell us a little quick about what that is.
Yeah, the Pay It Forward, and Jeff can hit on this more if I miss anything, but the Pay It Forward model, which has been so successful with The Chosen, with Angel Studios, that they came up with The Chosen, to get the Chosen for free to over 100 million people around the world, they now have come up with the technology to be able to apply that to a theatrical experience. So now, for the first time ever, people are actually able to pay for others to go and see His Only Son in theaters for free, which is so special, especially during this Easter season. You really have a chance to love your neighbor in that way, because so many of us are going through such financial hardship, and many of us can't afford to go see a movie, or much less take our family or our friends or even our youth groups to go and see it. But now, I think so far, there's been nearly 20,000 tickets that have been purchased through the Pay It Forward model with Angel Studios. And people around the country right now, today, this weekend — it's not just this weekend, it's for as long as it's in theaters.
Okay.
You can go to angel.com/free tickets, angel.com/free tickets, to claim your free tickets to go and see His Only Son in theaters. And if you actually want to pay it forward so that others can go and see it for free, you can go to angel.com/payitforward to do that.
So you can do either side, pay it for somebody else, or if you need it, go and see it
because the price has been paid by someone else. Yeah.
Well, even more symbolism.
There you go.
I like that. Yeah. Well, David and Jeff, thank you so much for being here today. Honestly, I really did enjoy and I loved seeing it with my son. It had a greater meaning. We even talked about that on the drive home, he and I, about, what if I had to ask that of you? And we talked about Isaac, and it wasn't like he just grabbed Isaac and tied him up and threw him kicking and screaming on the altar. I really liked that that's how it was represented. It was a choice by him as well as Abraham.
My 7-year-old, after watching it, my wife said, what did you think of the film? And my 7-year-old, she's young, and she just said, oh, Abraham and Isaac are Jesus and Heavenly Father. That was it. It was awesome.
Understood. Well, and that's...
Praise the Lord.
I appreciate it. Thank you. First, thank you for making the movie, and thank you for being here with us on the movie show today.
Thank
Best of luck to
us.
You, and I hope that it gets out to more and more people.
Yeah, me too.
All right. That's David Helling. And Jeff, what was your last name, Jeff?
Harmon
from Angel Studios. Happy Easter to you guys this weekend, and we'll take a break and come right back here on the movie show.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Movie reviews and Hollywood news. The KSL Movie Show.
It's the KSL Movie Show, infamous or famous, depending on your opinion or perspective.
What side of the fence you're on.
I'm Andy Farnsworth from the KSL Traffic Center and from KSL 5 Television's movie and streaming TV reviewer.
Sure, bring that up.
but I'm in for Doug today, who's taking care of
family. By
the way,
good job on that interview. Those guys are amazing.
Thank you. That was really – it's wild because I literally saw him on the big screen last night. And then I'm sitting the same distance away from him. It's kind of wild. But Yes, that was David Helling, the director, writer, and producer of His Only Son, which is playing in theaters right now. Steve, why don't we do streaming news right here? Because okay. For streaming reviews, I think we're going to need a little bit more time, and we don't have as much time because that interview was so good, I just didn't want to.
Yeah, no, I totally get it.
Do we have streaming news, Sounder?
Yes.
Planning on a weekend on the couch? Streaming your favorite movie or a new show? Doug and Steve sort through it all so you only binge the best. It's the Movie Show Streaming Reviews on KSL News Radio.
All right. Streaming news. And for me, well, I've got some more Star Wars streaming news that I'll get to in a sec. But what have you got for streaming news
so
today?
Okay, so the Big Door Prize is an Apple TV Plus.
Did you like it?
I did, but the problem with it is you get to the end and they haven't really explained anything.
So, like what the machine actually, how it works?
Right. And so,
do they tease that they're going to? Because I only got through two episodes.
Well, see, that's the thing. Okay, let me go back here. It's been renewed for a second season, and thank goodness for that, because the season one didn't resolve a darn thing.
Ah.
That's annoying as heck. Chris O'Dowd leads a great cast in the small town of Deerfield after a mysterious booth shows up in this general store called the Morpho, and it gives them a little card that lists their full potential, either good or bad. And my question has been through the whole thing, is it destiny, or is there some kind of an elaborate ruse going on here?
Well, I mean, they do have to put in their social security number and their fingerprints.
Yeah, but at one point, and this is later on, they don't necessarily have to do that. So you're like, oh, wait a minute. So this isn't a government. The problem is it ends up, and it really ticked me off. You get to the end of the first season, you've invested, 10 hours of your life, and there was no resolution. Second season approved, so I'm recommending it now.
Because
based
you'll actually
idea,
get to have some resolution,
hopefully.
Theoretically.
If they don't, somebody's going to get hurt.
All right, for me.
And so that's a, I think that's not, you can't binge that whole thing.
No, it's a weekly release. So yeah. They've got, I think, 3 or 4 episodes right now of the 8 or 10.
The one you can binge, though, is Beef. This is a Netflix series with, we mentioned Stephen Young and
Ali
Wong. And it's not funny-ish. There's some funny bits, but they have a little fight in a Home Depot parking lot, and they keep ramping it up, like trying to run over each other or going to, they find out where they live.
So they John Wick it.
It gets ugly, and except they're both going after each other. But it's really kind of interesting how the pressures of their life have really created this dynamic of their hatred for each other. But then, maybe there's, I don't know. I'm about 3 into it.
Is it subtitled or is it English?
No, it's English.
Okay.
Yeah. And it is bingeable. So this is a 10-episode, if you want to kill a day, here it is.
All right. So my streaming news really quickly, coming out of Star Wars Celebration in England, we've got the release date now official, or at least the release month now official for Ahsoka, the series starring Rosario Dawson as the character from the Clone Wars and Rebels. We got in the trailer that they dropped today, we see Mary Elizabeth Winstead is now in the, as a, well, I'm going to get too nerdy here, but there's a couple characters from the Rebels animated series that you finally get to see in live action in this series. So that's okay. Something that Star Wars fans are really excited about. And the other is a second season of Andor, which was really well received last fall.
Great show.
It's confirmed for late summer or early fall of 2024. So they're going to finish shooting in November, I think they said, and then they've got a year for post-production. So,
okay.
But that's the news out of Star Wars, so streaming series, so that's good news. So we'll take a break here at the bottom of the hour for news, traffic, and weather here on KSL News Radio Movie Show.
The Movie Show. It is not a donut hole, but a smaller donut with its own hole. And our donut is not a hole at all. On KSL News Radio.
Welcome into the Movie Show. Andy Farnsworth sitting in for Doug Wright today, who's home taking care of family. Steve Sayles, we're live at My Hearing Centers at their Sandy location. All right, Steve.
Sir.
We've got streaming reviews to talk about now. So do we have a sounder for that?
No.
I got to get used to it. All right.
Well, it's the same one as
before. It's the same as streaming. Okay, don't play it again, Gustavo. Let's just launch right in. There, a series that I loved season one on Apple TV Plus called Schmigadoon.
Yeah.
And now we've got season two called Schmicago.
Yeah,
now,
my daughter makes fun of that.
The Schmee part? Or
yeah, the whole thing.
Okay. Well, for me, the series Schmigadoon, it's kind of an homage and a parody of movie and stage musicals. It stars Cecily Strong and Keegan-Michael Key as Josh and Melissa. They're a couple who, in season one, found themselves trapped in a magical town called Schmigadoon, where the residents were essentially character types from the 40s, 50s, and 60s musicals.
Wouldn't you say, like, Oklahoma?
Oh, yes, definitely. Oklahoma, Music Man, all of those.
Music Man, yeah.
I mean, there's definitely some Music Man stuff.
Yeah.
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, a lot of that, those kinds of vibes. But generally
positive.
I did
get a kick out of the fact when they were in the grocery store and somebody said, they corn. Thought they said corn pudding.
Did you say corn pudding?
No.
So we get now to season two, which is called Schmicago, but Cecily and Josh and Melissa have found true love. Sorry, spoiler alert for season one, they find true love. But now they're finding out that even after true love, there's still difficulties that can hit you in life. They want to go back to Schmigadoon where things are happy.
Well, they get a little bored with each other, to be honest.
Right? Yeah. And frustrated with infertility issues and the strain that caused on the marriage. So they're like, let's go back to the happy place, Schmigadoon, where the sun shines brightly from July to June and the air is as sweet as a macaroon, Schmigadoon.
Okay, yeah.
That's one of the songs, by the way.
I know.
Only this time when they get there, it's not the same. It's like an old-style Chicago gangster-era Chicago with a bunch of weird people and cabaret-dressed people. It's all the same actors.
Yeah.
Except for now they're different, and they're different characters.
Right.
So they find out, okay, well, this time they have to find a happy ending. So what could be a happy ending in a town like that?
In the midst of all that, one is accused of murder.
Right.
So what would you say are the influences here? Chicago, obviously.
Chicago, definitely. Cabaret.
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd. Hair.
Hair, yeah.
Although that one kind of comes out of left
that
field.
Is, yeah.
There's all dark, and then all of a sudden there's the hippie. At first I was like, is this like Jesus Christ Superstar?
Well, I think it needed to be light because all the others are so dark.
Well, and that's the thing. So when you watch the trailer, and I often try to watch these things from a family-friendly perspective, like is this something you can watch your kids with, or is this something you need to not watch with your kids? This is rated TV-14, the series. But if you watch the trailer, it looks like it's going to go a lot darker. And it almost goes that dark, but they veer away from it. To give you an example of the parody, what if Annie's Orphanage was up above Sweeney Todd's barbershop?
Well, that'd
just
be
think
convenient.
About that for a second. But it doesn't go nearly as dark as
you
that.
You mean butcher shop?
Well, didn't Sweeney Todd have the barbershop and then somebody else had the butcher shop?
Oh, I don't
know. I don't know. So at any rate, essentially Annie on top of a Sweeney Todd building.
Yeah.
And Kristen Chenoweth plays essentially
really
the Miss Hannigan type.
Alan Cummings. I mean,
Alan Cummings is the crazy butcher. But these are all actors we knew in the first season. They played different roles. Now they're in the second season. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was. I don't know if it was quite as good because I'm not as into the musicals from that period as I was into the 1940s ones. Similar to actually the Melissa character who says essentially the same thing.
Well, yeah, they're saying what you're thinking when you're watching this. Like, what are we doing?
Oh, yes. And Keegan-Michael Key is the guy who doesn't like musicals, who's stuck in a musical. So you get a lot of hilarious
lines. Jane Krakowski and, I mean, just Titus Burgess. All these people show up and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Here's for me is what works. It's fun. And the songs are ridiculously good.
Yes. I meant to look up who wrote them because it's somebody that wrote something else you've heard. But they're very talented. And I'm actually impressed that they were able to plan, write the songs, and shoot and get everything done. Because it's only been a year since the first season
came out.
And this seems like a lot more production. It's one of the
–
say what you want about Apple TV Plus.
On this?
Oh, Lorne Michaels. Yeah, well, that's what
Does he have time for this nonsense?
He just throws the money in, I think.
Oh, yeah, probably.
All right, so Schmigadoon, we both liked.
Brilliant.
Yes. Again, maybe watch it before you watch it with some of your younger kids just
well,
to
yeah.
decide if it's your family sensibilities. But I promise you, if you like musicals, you will laugh.
Oh, yeah, no question. It is, I think, one of the most creative things I've seen streaming this year.
All right.
In a year.
What else have we got on streaming?
Well, let's see. We have what do we have?
We talked about Beef. So how about Ride On?
Ride On is just a movie, right?
Oh,
that's the Jackie Chan movie with a horse.
Oh, I didn't get to see that one.
It's
okay.
It
is streaming technically.
Well, I don't know where it's playing. It's supposed to be in theaters.
Oh well,
it's Jackie Chan and a horse. Ta-da!
Which we saw in.
It's one note joke, basically. The one we should mention, though, is Grease, Rise of the Pink Ladies.
Okay.
I've watched the first couple of episodes. This is one where they show you the first two, and then it'll be on Thursdays, every Thursday for the next
two months. Okay.
You know, it's 1954, Ride El High, 4 years before Grease.
So before Danny and Sandy?
Sandy, yeah. Okay. And so the Pink Ladies are just these four women who are kind of ostracized from the, you know, they're not part of the nerd group or the chess club or the Thunderbirds. The T-Birds are just kind of getting started.
The Greasers?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that where the title comes from?
I think so.
Grease, I mean.
I know, but it's a derogatory
term. I don't know. I know it's a term, but like that's who they were, right? Were the
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's a 10-episode spinoff is what they're calling it. That's on Paramount Plus. And I've enjoyed the first couple, but it's an incomplete so far. I wouldn't, okay. You know, I'm not going to run out and go, hey, wow. But they do have a couple of the Grease songs in the beginning of it. And I thought, oh, cool. And a couple of the young women who are in the show are pretty good. So we'll see.
Okay. Another stream, I don't know if you and Doug had talked about Rabbit Hole on Paramount Plus, but I really like that one. That's one, if you guys haven't had a chance, right, it's Kiefer Sutherland playing what looks like a Jack Bauer-type role, but it really isn't a Jack Bauer-type role. It's really confusing, honestly, intentionally so. His job is to, they do corporate espionage so that their clients can benefit from mistakes that other corporations make. And so, anyway, they've only got three episodes in. They drop on Sundays on Paramount Plus, but Rabbit Hole stars Kiefer Sutherland. I've been kind of enjoying it.
Another Paramount Plus that I blame you for is Picard. The season three has been...
Did you watch this week's episode
yes,
yet?
Yes, I did last night. And I'll tell you off here. But it is brilliant. If you like the Next Generation group...
You have to see this.
This is unbelievably good. And on top of that, Night Agent is actually really quite good.
Worth pointing out, we did get a text. Night Agent is awesome already before we even did our streaming segment. So.
Watch it. That's a binge watch you can go with. And Marvis Mrs. Maisel is back.
Is that already or is that next week? I think
it's the 14th, but I got them early.
Oh, okay.
And my daughter and I have been watching them.
I have not watched that show at all.
Oh, it's so good.
I may have to do it. All right.
Rachel Brosnahan is absolutely fantastic.
So let's take a brief break here. Thank you, Steve. Streaming news. We've got a lot of stuff. Streaming is where it kills you. You can get to a movie, a two-hour movie. You go watch it at theater. You watch it at home.
Yeah.
But it's these series, man. There's the ones that steal.
Oh, the commitment time.
Because you can't not know what happens next.
Right, exactly.
All right. So let's take a break here on The Movie Show. We'll return for the final segment of this hour where we will do The Movie Show Top 10.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, the KSL Movie Show, Top 10.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, it's time for the Movie Show Top 10. I'm Andy Farnsworth here with Steve Sales on the Movie Show. I'm sitting in for Doug Wright again today as he takes care of some family business. We're live at My Hearing Center's Sandy location, and we're going to talk with Matt again here before top of the hour. But Steve, it's time for the Movie Show Top 10, so you ready? All right, number 10, The Journey, a musical special from Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah, I hear he travels around the country riding a horse. The dude's blind, so I don't know how that happened. And he stops at different churches, and he sings songs. So one guy said...
Is that one of those Fathom event things?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, okay.
One guy said it was amazing. The other one said, I've never longed for closing credits more in my whole life.
So the critics were divided.
So we have
The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli. Number 9, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, still hanging out in the top 10, despite its official quote-unquote label as a bust.
I know. It's almost at $473 million. Boy, what a tragedy. Of course, it probably cost that much.
Setting the bar high, Marvel is these days. Number 8 is another number, 65, the Adam Driver dinosaur movie.
Silly.
The less said, the better.
Yeah, this is unfortunate.
I can't believe it's still in the top 10. It made a almost 2 million last week. So
well, it's at 55 million worldwide, so it's doing all right.
That's all right for what that thing cost?
Well, did it, though?
I don't know. All right, number 7, 1001.
It's a good movie, but no one's going to see it.
I don't even. Oh, that's right. That was a Sundance winner,
it was.
Wasn't it? The jury?
Yeah. Tiana Taylor is a force to be reckoned with. She will be back.
So no one's seeing it, but they should.
They should, yes.
Okay. Number 6, Shazam, Fury of the Gods, still hanging on. And apparently Zachary Levi has made up his beef with Anson Mount from the Marvel. They were arguing about something or other. But Shazam,
this is
Fury
the movie
Gods.
People should see. I mean,
very enjoyable.
I'm not a fan of these kind of movies most of the time, but this one was adorable.
Number 5, Creed 3, still in top 5. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it
was a good movie, so it doesn't surprise me.
Stallone's very quiet since this movie's making so much money. It just went over, it's 262 million. That's pretty good. Worldwide.
Number 4, Scream 6. We got all these numbers all over the place. Number 5 is Creed 3. Number 4, Scream 6.
Yeah, it just went over 100 million domestic, another 53 foreign, so it's doing pretty well, actually.
All right. Number 3, and we talked with director David Helling of His Only Son.
Yeah, it's at 7 million. It only made $4,000 foreign, but all that $4,000 came from Lebanon, apparently. So
where it was number 1 in Lebanon.
So yeah, I'm definitely going to go see this after talking to David. He's a pretty cool dude.
Awesome. Number 2, John Wick Chapter 4, another number.
Yeah, and this just went over 250 million worldwide, so keep going, John.
We both enjoyed it.
Yeah, oh yeah. Exhausting, though.
You feel the punches that Keanu takes.
I just couldn't go any further. I'm like, stop.
And our number one movie for the week, Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves.
Yeah, you know, it's doing okay. I don't think, lighting
anybody
up. Just
under 40 million?
44 domestic, 37 foreign. It's at 81 as of yesterday.
All right, so that's the Movie Show Top 10, sponsored by Call Climate Services. All right, Steve, we're top of the hour, so we'll take a break for news, traffic, and weather. And when we get back, we will review the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, boy.
On the Movie Show.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the world famous KSL Movie Show on KSL News Radio.
Right, welcome into the Movie Show on a good Friday, April the 7th. I'm Andy Farnsworth, sitting in for Doug Wright, who's home taking care of family this weekend. And Steve Sales, we're live at the My Hearing Center's Sandy location. And Steve,
sir,
two big movies this week. We talked about Air earlier. Let's talk about the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, goody.
My army! Koopas! Whatever those things are!
Aww.
We will destroy the Mushroom Kingdom!
Bowser is coming.
I'm not afraid. I'll do anything for my brother.
We're going to save him.
Yes! Fire!
All right, the Super Mario Brothers movie from Illumination Studios and Nintendo. It's the second time Nintendo's tried to get their most famous video game character into a movie. The first time didn't go so well. It's 1993's live-action movie bombed. This time, though, Mario and Luigi and Princess and Toad and Bowser and Donkey Kong are animated.
Yay.
First of all, that's the step in the right direction.
Well, yeah, you'd have to do that.
In the Super Mario Brothers movie, Mario and Luigi, voiced by Chris Pratt and Charlie Day, are plumbers.
Can I just say that the voices didn't bother me at all?
Okay.
All that whining about, you know.
Stop. I'm defending. I will defend Charles Martinet.
Oh, no, I'm just saying.
The guy. Oh.
No, the
oh,
people
the
that are whining about
right.
the Chris Pratt being an Italian.
Right. And what they end up doing is that the Italian voice is for their commercials, and then they mostly talk normal the rest of the time.
Yeah. Didn't bother me at all.
That's a good point. So Chris Pratt and Charlie Day voice Mario and Luigi. They're plumbers who live in Brooklyn with their big Italian extended family. Their business is struggling, but when they're using their skills to fix a water main, they discover a green pipe that warps them to the fantastical and colorful world of the Mushroom Kingdom, ruled by Princess Peach, who's voiced by Anya Taylor-Joy, I think.
Yep, that's right.
Mario arrives just in time as the kingdom is threatened by legions of turtle soldiers and their king named Bowser, voiced by Jack Black. Bowser is in love with Peach, and if he can't have her, well, somebody's going to pay.
Yeah.
So it's up to Mario, Princess Peach, and every other Nintendo favorite character like Donkey Kong to stop him. First off, for me, the Super Mario Brothers movie definitely gets the look and sound right for this well-known and beloved video game world. Anyone who's played a Mario-themed game will recognize something that tickles the memory sensors in your brain. There are nods to, well, pretty much every Mario game I've ever played, including Mario Kart, Mario Galaxy, Mario World, and, of course, the original Mario Brothers game and Donkey Kong. Mm. But I just struggled to connect to the story, Steve.
Really?
I really did. There wasn't inherently anything wrong with it, but it just felt like something was missing for me. When I walked out of the theater, I actually thought to myself, Mario's one of the most well-known and beloved video game characters ever, and this is all they could come up with? Which I felt like I was almost betraying something by thinking that, and maybe it was just the sheer amount of dialogue from characters who in all the games I've personally played don't have that much that they actually say. Like, it's either text on screen or he has, oh, let's go.
I'm so actually stunned because that's exactly what I thought.
Really?
Where is the story here?
I mean,
I get that they're going to try to rescue the princess and all that, but it just feels like it's just padding getting to that particular thing. And there's some cute moments.
Right.
I thought Jack
there
Black
was definitely
singing,
some hilarious stuff, singing the Peach song.
Yeah. I mean,
Peachy,
there are
Peachy,
moments
Peachy.
I thought were kind of cool. But for the most part, I was struggling with that movie.
Well, and they use the icons from the game really cleverly. And so, I mean, don't get me wrong. I just left the movie theater disappointed. It's very family friendly, though. And so if you're excited to see it, go enjoy, honestly. I was surprised. It was missing something. I don't know what, but it was missing it.
Well, for the non-gamer, and that's me.
Okay.
I have never played this game. I've seen him jump on stuff and all
okay.
that. I was completely like, I'm bored out of my mind. I don't even want to. Please take me home. I wanted to fall asleep.
I was falling asleep.
I wanted to.
I was trying not to fall asleep. In fact, I knew if I fell asleep sitting next to you watching that, I would probably never hear the end of it.
Well, but to be honest, I was dozing too, and I kept thinking, oh, Andy's watching me going, oh. He can't review
No,
this
I
movie.
Didn't dare look at you just because then I thought you'd look at me going like, oh, what's he looking at me for? He must be falling asleep. But
wow.
I saw it on a bad day. Like I'm willing to accept that maybe just I wasn't in the right mindset for it. But I walked out and I was just like, am I crazy? Or did that kind of just not – that was not great? Like
I
have to trust my gut. And it hasn't led me too wrong too often, but again, and I will say this.
The gamers will enjoy
100%. Your kids will love this.
Kids too.
Take what we're saying as the grown-ups who have to watch it with the kids.
Or drop them off and then go watch John Wick or something else.
Get your kids a big tub of popcorn so they can watch Super Mario Brothers. And here's the other thing. Maybe part of the problem, the Super Mario Brothers movie, that's a mouthful. Wasn't it originally just called Mario?
I don't know.
I had it on my thing as the Mario movie. It was Mario. And then they make it this big, long thing.
That's your problem with this film?
No. Oh. I'm just saying this doesn't help. Another frustrating thing, and this has got to be frustrating to Nintendo, or if there's other people who go and see it who were hoping for more, and then when they got to the end, they were kind of disappointed. Sega did Sonic so much better.
Oh, yeah.
And Sonic doesn't have any dialogue either in the games.
Yeah, but they
and
created
they
a story.
And they somehow figured out a thing. They get Ben Schwartz as the voice, and so I'm really surprised that Sega managed to do Sonic better than Nintendo managed to do Mario in a movie.
Well,
I'm surprised.
You mentioning Sonic, you're absolutely right. I enjoyed that movie. I didn't fall asleep. I was engaged. I thought even crazy, what's his face?
Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey, yeah.
Oh, see, that was a bonus for me. 90s Jim Carrey in a movie. Love that.
Yeah,
I
got a kick out of that, even though he's so over the top. But anyway, I enjoyed that movie. This one, not so much. So,
all
what's
right.
Your grade?
So that's sadly I can only give this 2 out of 4 stars.
Wow.
No, and here's the thing: like if you've watched my reviews on TV and even in the limited time I've been here on the movie show filling in for Doug, I'm generally positive, and especially about kids' movies, I'm very forgiving on a lot of things because they're really not aimed generally at the adults. So a kids' movie that manages to snare adults is a bonus. One of the reasons I think Pixar does so well, there's stuff for both.
Yeah.
And so in this one, I don't know if it was expectations from 40 years of playing Mario or if it's something more than that. I don't know. I wish I could tell you, but I just know that when I was done with it, I just I, I just didn't enjoy it very much.
Well, for me, for grown-ups who haven't played the game or don't care, it's going to be painful. But for kids...
Maybe it grows on you on multiple viewings.
I'm not going back ever.
Well, no, you don't have to, but if
you'd
your grandkids came over and said,
to a chair.
Grandpa Steve, can we watch Mario?
Like, go talk to your other grandpa.
Okay. Well, let's take a break here on the movie
Mamma
show.
Mamma mia.
There we go. When we get back.
Gustavo told me, his name was Jumping Man. It wasn't even.
It was Jump Man, actually. In fact, there's a lot of Easter eggs, tons of Easter eggs in the movie. If you're a video game nut and you know the lore, you'll catch a lot of them. I know you probably didn't catch those, but at one point somebody was playing the Jumpman video game in the movie that we just, the Super Mario.
That's
movie.
The other thing. I felt like I was watching somebody play the dang game, and I don't even want to play the game, so I'm out.
Best part for me, the music, the way they weaved it in. Da-na-na-na-na-na. All right, let's take a break on that note.
Please.
Here on the movie show, we will be back from My Hearing Centers at their Sandy location.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season two of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Movie show.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
On KSL News Radio.
The KSL Movie Show, we are in our final hour here at My Hearing Centers in Sandy. All right, Steve.
Yeah.
Let's review our next movie. And what is it?
Is it On a Wing?
On a Wing and a Prayer.
Oh, dear.
Actually, that's probably the wrong lyric.
You're going to start singing. We're in trouble.
All right, Gustavo, we got a clip from that.
Climb and maintain 1/4,000.
Aren't you supposed to repeat back what he just... Joe.
Miami Center. Anyone there?
Say your tail number and intention.
Doug, what's going on?
I've got an emergency up here. My wife and daughters are on this plane.
I need you to stop a plane crash. You're the only person I know who can save them.
Has he flown a King Air?
Never.
Now, for me, Steve, this movie hit on a couple of levels. First of all, of course, having children, being stuck on a plane that the pilot dies in flight.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, oh, gee, sorry, I just spoiled the very beginning of the movie and the entire purpose for the show. But
when they looked over and he's like, aren't you supposed to respond like he said? And the guy's just leaning against the window. You're like, uh-oh.
It doesn't look like he's just sleeping. But having your family in the plane with you is a different prospect than when you're the only one in your family that's on the plane. And also, because I've done traffic for 25 years now, almost 10 of those was from a traffic plane that wasn't much larger, it wasn't much smaller than the King Air that they were flying. A King Air is a twin-engine turboprop. I know that's kind of aviation terms.
Yeah, but it's a very
essentially,
cool
it's
plane.
Not a jet, like no. You imagine a private plane. It's not a jet. It's an actual plane with propellers. It goes really fast,
yeah.
And it's you, and it can be fairly comfortable. But Dennis Quaid and Heather Graham play Doug and Terry White. They're just kind of a fairly ordinary couple who live in Louisiana and have their two teenage daughters. Doug's having a crisis of faith as he struggles to cope with the sudden death of his brother. And then as they're flying back from that funeral, the pilot dies, and now the family's stuck in the air with nobody on the aircraft having any flight experience. And, in fact, they take a bit of time at the beginning of the movie to show just how bad Doug is at trying to fly an airplane. He tried it once, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
So now what follows a series of events, both on the ground and in the plane, that are really nothing short of miraculous. And this is based on a true story, which is, I think, what helps me with maybe some of the issues that you sound like you've had with it.
Well, I mean, I can see where, at the traffic control center, apparently there was no one that had ever flown a King Air, which I thought was kind of silly.
Well, I mean, you're talking like maybe smaller airports in Florida, and I mean, they're going from Florida to Louisiana, so maybe along the Gulf Coast there's not a lot of King Air pilots. I don't know.
You have to go to Connecticut?
Here's the thing. You want to be the pilot of the aircraft, not the person in the traffic control tower trying to do it.
Well, I'm just thinking that they probably could have. Well, anyway, the problem for me was that there were a lot of hand-wringing moments, which can build the tension. I get that. But the Connecticut guy, you know, he's like, well, you know, he'd lost his family in a similar accident. And so he was very traumatized by the whole experience. Right. And this is going to force him into the situation. That felt a little cheesy to me. And then when his wife starts helping him to build a cockpit so that they can reenact
His girlfriend.
Whatever. She was getting ready to dump him anyway. So, yeah, something was amiss there. But, I mean, she gets out and starts sawing the foot pedals. And I'm like, okay. And I don't mind faith-based movies if they are subtle and sweet and all that.
I tend to agree
with
you on that
subject. When
they
hammer it, and this one got real hammery to the point where, you know, I don't know. I just felt like it was, you put your hand, your life in God's hands and he'll save you.
Okay.
I just felt like that felt a little strange to me.
Okay. And I'm with you, like... For me, I think faith-based movies ring more true to me when they're based on events that happen to people. Of course, there's always a little bit of Hollywood. When you make a movie about it, you know.
I guarantee you what happened
in your
real
story,
life,
when you sat there for 10 minutes, they're not going to show you sitting there for 10 minutes.
No.
They're going to have to find ways to move the story along. But when it happens in real life, I'm willing to overlook a lot of things where if it was just a completely scripted written by somebody who's like, I'd like to tell a faith-based story, essentially this one would be a parable if you didn't have it based on a true event. Those I have a harder time with because as the writer of the story, you can make whatever you want happen in whatever way you want it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So when I watch a movie...
How do you know they didn't do that though here?
Well, that's why I say...
Inspired
by true events and based on true events... could mean a lot of. There's a big spectrum there.
Exactly.
In this case, I found it to feel pretty sincere, at least for me. I got choked up a couple of times, but it was also putting myself in the situation that a pilot would be in watching your kids. There's a couple of things that I would. It was almost airplane level sweat.
Yeah, like Striker. This movie should have been called Faith-Based Striker.
But this one is streaming. It's streaming on Prime Video. So if you do want to see it, you can check it out at no extra cost to you if you're already a Prime Video subscriber. But I do think it'll have the greatest meaning for people of faith.
I have to admit, I did tear up. It ticked me off that I did because I didn't think it had earned it, but oh well.
It got you, though.
It did. It did.
See, there's still a few flakes that can fall off that
Oh, you think my heart is
a hard heart. I was trying to think of a softer way to say that. His heart grew one size that day when he watched On a Wing and a Prayer on Prime Video. All right, that's it for this segment, bottom of the hour. We've got news, traffic, and weather coming up. And when we get back, we will have the bane of Gustavo on the board, telephone torture.
And Chupa.
But we've got some cool prizes for telephone torture. So we'll do all that when we get back here on KSL News Radio on the Movie Show.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Movie Show.
Spock, you haven't changed a bit. You're just as warm and sociable as ever.
Nor have you, Doctor, as your continued predilection for irrelevancy demonstrates.
On KSL News Radio.
Welcome into the Movie Show. We are down to our final half hour of the week, Steve.
Oh, no.
I'm KSL TV's Andy Farnsworth.
Ooh, there it is.
Also known as the traffic guy on KSL. They do Dane let me out of the traffic
down
center.
To the earth.
Look at him just crawling off his perch.
Yeah.
To be here.
Well, I mean, I did have to move some things around TV-wise so that I could be here today.
Ooh.
After all.
Uh-oh.
Actually, got to drive really fast when I'm done with this because I got to be on TV at 12:30 today.
Seriously?
I do. Oh, but that's good. Why don't we do telephone torture?
The KSL Movie Show. Telephone torture.
All right, Steve, telephone torture. We've got to pick a number, a random number on the board for Gustavo to choose from so we can crown. You know what? It's Easter weekend. Let's be nice. Let's just have one loser.
Wow.
Well,
this is so not Doug-like.
One loser get like loserified on the air. But then we'll get a big wiener.
So two.
Like, pretty
you
quick.
Go with two,
Let's
yeah?
go with two. All right.
I love it.
So Gustavo, are all the lights flashing right now? Okay, he says they're flashing right now. Well, let's pick. I'm going to let you pick. Do you want to pick from the bottom or the top or the middle? He's going to go middle. Okay, so let's pull up our first and only today official loser. Who's this?
David.
Hello, who's this again?
David.
David, I'm so sorry. We only have one loser today. And you
are
it.
But know that you took the loss so that our next person could have the win. And maybe there's some nobility in that.
He's not feeling it.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah. All right, David. Well, thanks for calling for the movie show. And we bid you farewell, our one and only official loser.
Need a sounder.
Right, I was waiting for that.
Oh.
Your best. Losers always whine about their best.
Sean Connery.
Absolutely.
All right, David, you took the loss, so that, who's this?
Smoothies.
Say that again?
Hi, sorry.
That's okay. Just if you got your radio up, turn it down so you can hear us better.
Okay, I got it down.
And what's your name?
Donna.
Donna, congratulations.
Yes.
You are our big wiener.
Big wiener. I like being a big wiener.
Now,
I need to be a big wiener. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And guess what? You won on a great day. Why? Because you have a choice of three different prizes. Check this out.
Hey.
Here's option one.
Hey.
This is probably the one you're going to like. But, well, you know, who knows? Two tickets to the exclusive IMAX Guardians of the Galaxy Marathon. That gives you, and that'll be down at the theater, the Legacy Mega, the Megaplex Theaters at the Vineyard in Geneva. This is on Wednesday, May 3rd, and you are going to get a 7-hour and 30-minute movie marathon to see all three Guardians of the Galaxy movies, including being one of the first to see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 back-to-back, big screen, IMAX. You get a commemorative poster, a lanyard to hang around from your neck, and guess what? That's not all. You get food. You get a Coca-Cola Freestyle soft drink. You get a large Megaplex popcorn, which you can refill as many times as you want throughout the marathon. Now, that's just one option. Okay. Here's option two.
I like that option.
Do you just want to stop there, or do you want to hear the others?
No, I want to keep hearing them all.
All right. Option two, a family four-pack of Megaplex 2023, kids' summer movie passes, 10 family-friendly movies over 10 weeks, including sensory-friendly screenings. Is a great package if you've got kids or grandkids that you need to dump off at the theater and have some free time during the summer.
Now, these haven't been set yet.
Right.
We know what the movies are, but we don't know what dates they're going to start. So.
Right, but it will be in the summer,
yes,
which means probably
late May, early June. Yeah.
Okay, that's option two. And Donna, option three is the traditional Megaplex movie prize with two Megaplex movie passes, two large Coca-Cola soft drinks, and two large Megaplex popcorns. What will it be?
Ooh, that's a hard decision. Tell me the second one again.
The second one is the
kids' summer movie passes.
Oh, your kids are in Michigan?
Oh.
My grandkids are in Michigan.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. They would have to be in Utah, so that one maybe is not going to work the best for you. Or, you know, you could be the hero of your neighborhood or with some nieces or nephew. But it's entirely up to you. You've got the Guardians of the Galaxy Marathon.
Now, just a note here. That starts at 7, and at 7.5 hours, you're looking at getting out of there at 2:30 in the morning.
Yes, that's true.
Gosh.
2:30 a.m. to say you're the first.
But you have bragging rights, and you could take
maybe. And how many is this one for?
That one is for two tickets. So you and a
two
guest.
Tickets? Okay. I think I'll go the third one. I mean, the first one sounds awesome. Yeah. it's a Wednesday, and it's hard to get out at 2:30 in the morning.
I understand. All right, Donna, then we're going to give you the traditional Megaplex movie prize of 2 Megaplex movie passes, 2 large Coca-Cola soft drinks, and 2 large Megaplex popcorns. That is still an awesome prize, however you slice it. So, Donna, you know what to do now, right? You've called in before.
I want to play me a Frank Sinatra song.
That's one way to do it. Old Blue Eyes. All right, Donna, stay on the line. Gustavo will take your information, and we'll get you those prizes as soon as possible. Thanks again to our sponsors at the Megaplex, Larry H. Miller Megaplex Theater, the best place to see a movie
just
in Utah.
Stepped all over Frank Sinatra. You know that.
Oh, I forget that. Andrew. I got in trouble when I filled in once on the browsers back in the day. I talked over the Friday Aloha, and then they banned me from the show. So I don't want that to happen again.
Don't mess with Frank.
Awesome. All right. So that was Telephone Torture, sponsored by Megaplex Theaters. Steve, I feel like we've got to give away that Guardians pass. We got to figure out a way before we end the show. Somebody's got to win that Guardians thing. It's just too valuable a prize.
Well, that's great. We still have a movie left.
Chupa. Yes. All right. Well, are we going to do that now, or should we do that after the break?
Let's do it. Oh, we can do it
after. All right, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back for our final segment in which we'll talk about the streaming movie Chupa.
Yeah. And we can just take a caller if you really want to.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so I'm just feeling generous. It's Easter weekend. I'm filling in for Doug. We've thrown all the rules out the window. I've talked over Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, you're
you know,
toast.
I've already messed everything up. So I'm going to do this crazy thing where I'm going to give away a second prize. And let's see. Gustavo, I'm giving you more work. But because today's the 7th of April, he's just going to take the 7th caller. And if you're the 7th caller, Gustavo will take your info. Maybe we'll chat with you after the break. I don't know if we'll have time. But somebody's going to walk away with that Guardians of the Galaxy pass. So only call in if you want the Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's true.
Premiere.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break here on the movie show.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, "Your dad has been hurt really bad."
The grief was disorienting for those left behind. Until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Movie show.
Who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, the actor?
On KSL News Radio.
It's the final segment of the movie show here from My Hearing Centers in Sandy. Steve, we've got one more movie we've got to fit in before top of the hour, and it is called Chupa.
Chupa. Yeah, Chupacabra. This is a film starring Christian Slater, believe it or not, and Damien Bashir, and it is about some kids that find this thing in Mexico, and, you know, the Chupacabra is supposed to be like a really bad dude, but they make him all cute and cuddly. But he has a family that's like,
yeah, I'd only heard bad things about Chupacabra. So this is an animated kids movie?
No, it's not animated.
Oh, it's not animated. Okay, I thought it was animated.
The creature is CGI. You know, CGI'd, but okay. The people are real. It's pretty cheesy. They managed to make, you know, something that should be horrifying into a cute little cuddly little toy. But the mamas and papas of the little Chupa they're much more menacing. But this is not a great film.
Christian Slater, huh?
Christian Slater. He's the bad guy. He's the scientist who's like, I must find him, whatever the cost. And Damien Bashir used to be a luchador. Puts on his little hat and, you know, his little mask.
I need to bring some cheese with all the ham?
There's a ton of cheese in this movie.
Cheese and ham. It already has it. I just have to bring the bread.
I just like, come on. You got to be kidding.
So what did you rate it?
Oh, I gave it a B-, I think, pretty
sure. Oh, that feels generous.
Oh, no, C+.
C+, okay, that sounds more in line. So that's Chupa, and it is on?
Chupa is playing on Netflix.
Okay, so this is a streaming option.
It's PG, it's not a big deal.
Okay. Well, joining us now, making his radio debut, is my nephew, Spencer Reeves, who is job shadowing me today.
Well, no originally, nepotism today.
Originally, he was supposed to be job shadowing me down at the station. All right. But Spencer Reeves, he goes to middle school down in Provo. He's here job shadowing. Don't come on to a radio thing and not come on the radio for a second. So, Spencer, since this is the movie show, and I'm your uncle and I should probably know this, but what's your favorite movie?
Probably just The Emperor's New Groove, because it's like a family movie. You can watch it, and it's also very funny. So.
It is very funny. What's your favorite line?
Wrong lover.
Okay. My favorite line is that is when they...
Is that David Spade movie?
Yes. Animated 1999. All right, Spencer. Awesome. You did great. That's being on the radio.
He also asked, have you seen Kronk's New Groove?
You haven't seen Kronk's New Groove?
No, I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you like that as much?
No, go on.
It was kind of cheesy.
Okay.
Ooh, I like this kid.
Squeak, squeaker, squeak, squeaking. That's a line from it, too.
Thanks,
yeah. All right. Well, Steve.
Yeah.
Happy Easter weekend to
you,
my friend.
Yes, you too.
I hope you get to spend some time with family. We want to send our love to Doug and Dee.
Yeah.
And we hope to have him back next week.
Absolutely.
And, you know. You probably hope more than I do.
Oh, no. We always love having you.
Well, I appreciate that. All right. So to each of you who's listening, thank you for joining us on the movie show here today. Thank you, Spencer, for making your radio debut as you job shadow me. And good luck to everybody. And I'm going to quote Doug then. Make sure that when you go tonight, make sure that you hug the ones you love.
Sounds good.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.